That's a beautiful sound.
It is a beautiful sound.
I'm gonna leave that in there.
I remember when we were playing games in high school. You were sitting there, and I don't know why I remember this, but as we first started playing computer games, you know, like, guys, everyone be quiet. Listen, this is gonna be a great sound. So we all got really quiet. And all we heard is you open up a can, and you're like, ah, best sound in the world.
It is.
I remember that.
All right, so welcome back to Tech Gore. I'm glad you're listening to our first full episode after our intro episode last week. I guess we just get started with our... should we start with talking about the assignment from last week? Or should we start with the... what we have on the show notes there and just move down the list and go to the assignment last.
I'm going to let you call the shots on this one. What were the assignments from?
Last week we had the Pocket Mortys as our assignment. We'll just go with... let's go down the list. Assignment last. So the first thing we have on the list here is the Razer Blade. Pretty sexy laptop. You're looking at getting one at some point.
Yeah. Right? Well, they have a new version that came out. It's the Razer Blade Stealth. That's the one I'm pretty interested in. Basically, the only difference is I don't believe it has a dedicated graphics card like the other ones do. I think it's just onboard graphics because it's designed to be used as a gaming laptop, but it comes out with the Razer Blade Core, but which is not out yet, so you can only get the laptop. The Core's not out yet, last time I checked. And basically, it's like kind of like a docking station. So when you get home, you plug in one cable, and your monitor, your mouse, your keyboard, and then your Razer Blade Core, which has a built-in graphics card and some RAM and stuff in there.
Can you change the stuff out on the Core?
Yeah, just like it's just like a regular desktop PC. So that's pretty cool. So it's and I don't know. Some people might even say it's better than just the actual buying the $2,000 Razer Blade, just because. I mean, you can't really.
How much does the Core cost?
$1,000, $999.
$2,000 things, or you get the one $2,000 thing.
I'm not sure how much the actual Core costs though. Sorry, did you ask the Core the first time?
Yeah, that's what I asked.
Sorry, no, I don't know how much the Core costs. The laptop, the Razer Blade Stealth, costs $1,000. I'm not sure. They haven't disclosed the Core yet because
is it not released yet?
No.
Okay. I thought it was out already.
Nope. Not yet. I mean, well, I was interested in the Razer Blade when they first came out anyway.
For sure. They're nice. They're really sleek looking.
Well, I'm also, like, you know this. Powerful. I used to have a MacBook Pro. Mainly,
give it to your mom.
I did give it to my mom. It's okay. I guess when I got my first gaming laptop, though, after that. But I used to have a MacBook Pro, mainly because I did like the way they looked. And, I mean, it had an i7 and a solid state. So, I mean, it was performing pretty nice.
I mean, she's still using it, right?
Yeah, she still uses it. She's had it for 5 years now, almost, four years.
When did you get yours? Like, what year did you buy it?
That was freshman year of college, so that'd be 3 years ago.
When you bought your MacBook?
Second semester. Oh, no. That was, I was a senior in high school when I got that. So about
the 2012?
Yep.
2012 model, yeah. So we still sell that at Best Buy.
Really?
Yep.
Damn. I got it in January of 2013, but I ordered it in December, so I'm pretty sure.
Was it brand new when you ordered it? Like, just released?
Well, I don't remember if it was just released or if I bought it right before they released it in 2013. It was either 12 or 13.
Yeah, I guess, according to the lead that I work with, she says that the new one, or the old one, not the new one, the one that you bought, is finally going to be no longer supported in about a year or two.
Yeah, well, I remember it was before they took out the disk drive, because the new MacBook Pros don't have disk drives.
Yeah.
So, it was before that. But yeah, that's probably like the Razer Blade. I just like, it's got the aluminum body and everything. Pretty much the difference is it's PC and black. And
all black, right?
Yeah. And I think the specs are a little better, too.
Probably. It's designed for gaming.
Exactly.
It probably has just like the step up in processor. The slightly better i7 as opposed to the standard one that all the other computers use.
And when you order it, the only really options it gives you are changing the hard drive space, pretty much.
So yeah, that's all. Yeah. So, how much RAM does it have? 16?
Yep. Okay. I'm not sure about the Stealth, but I know the
the Blade.
The Blade, does, yeah. It has 16 gigs of RAM.
The other computer that's really nice, it's a little bit more expensive.
So bad.
Are you already done?
No, it tastes like shit, though.
No, the other computer, the Dell XPS line of laptops, they're super nice. They're super slim. And the one I'm talking about, it has 16 gigs of RAM, but it's DDR4. No other laptop that I know of has that. There might be a few that have that, but it's very rare. It has a 1 terabyte hard drive, solid state.
Wait, the solid state's a terabyte?
Yeah.
Or it's got a hard...
It's got a 1 terabyte solid state hard drive. It's got one hard drive. It's a terabyte of solid state.
Is it still fast? Does like the size of the hard drive affect the speed?
Nope.
Jeez.
It's the same speed. It's just crazy. And then it has dedicated video card. I think it's just the NVIDIA. I think it's just the 940M. It's nothing fancy. It's current. It's the newest model, but not the top line or anything. And then it has a 4K screen. But just the 16 gigs of DDR4 RAM, and that's better than my desktop. That's better than most desktops. And it's super slim. It's like the size. It's about the size of a MacBook Pro.
That's great. That's insane.
It really liked the way it looks. You should come in sometime and look at it.
What would you need a laptop that powerful for? I mean, it could obviously handle games like very easily.
Architecture, video editing, some hard, like heavy video editing stuff. But normally, you'd want a desktop for that, just for the screen space.
So would that be overkill for me if I just wanted a gaming laptop?
Yeah, and it costs. We have an open box model, so that one's discounted by about $200 or $300, and it's $2,100.
With the discount?
Yeah, the open box price is $2,100.
My Apple price is right there.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And it's quite a bit better than any Mac we have. So one thing though, Macs still have they're starting to get a little bit behind. They're a generation behind in i7s. So really any computer you get right now, they have the 5th generation i7, whereas the current is 6th.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much longer it's going to be before they release their next line of laptops, but...
Well, it's kind of funny. We've been talking about Mac a lot this episode so far, and it's actually the next thing that we have to talk about. But I think... I don't know. The MacBook I had was MacBook Pro. Like I said, like just the... It was basically all they had at that time was you could get the Pro, the Air, and that's pretty much all they had for laptops. They had different screen sizes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now they came out with just the MacBook.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
And I think that is the biggest piece of shit. The only thing you would use that for, I think it'd be really great, in my opinion. I mean, you're the tech guy, so you tell me if I'm wrong. But the only thing I could see that being good for is, like, just a student that uses, like, Microsoft Office, and that's it, pretty much, in browsing the web.
For the most part, yeah.
Because
what it's built for.
Isn't the whole entire body just, like, 90% filled with battery? And then the motherboard's, like, the size of a phone?
That's exaggerating it a little bit, but it's, for the most part, that's true. It's built as a computer to fit in like a briefcase or your purse or something like that.
Well, doesn't that defeat the purpose of the Air?
Well, the Air is like a mid-range between the MacBook and the MacBook Pro. It's for people who want more power, but something that's still small, but not quite as small as that MacBook. And it's also, the MacBook Air is quite a bit cheaper than the MacBook. MacBook is pretty expensive. I think it's like $1,000 to $1,200.
Why?
Because it's so... First of all, the Core M series, the thing that makes it so expensive. The Core M processor is a new processor. It's pretty expensive. But the thing about the Core M is it turbo boosts really well. And so you can set the base processor speed down pretty low. What?
Not much.
What? What? What?
I don't know.
What are you laughing at? What?
It's not even that funny.
What?
I just thought that you're going to cut all this out. But I don't know. I just thought it would be funny if, like, you know how my screen keeps going off?
Mm-hmm.
I just reached up and, like, tapped the space bar, turned it back on, and we didn't notice, and we sat here and recorded, like, an hour of a podcast, and it just paused it the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't that funny, but...
There's people that have done that before.
Okay. Like, please edit this out.
Nope. Don't you can leave that all in.
I don't even know. Why? I'm crying. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Anyway. I was talking about the new processor. So, the Core M is actually... It's cool. It turbo clocks really well. So, you still get decent speeds when you need them. But it doesn't generate a lot of heat when you're not using it, so you can have a fanless design. That's what makes the MacBook so thin, is because there's no fans in there. So there's this video on YouTube. Yeah, I'll have to find it and put a link in the show notes. But there's a video on YouTube of someone putting a MacBook. They stripped it and took the processor and put it in a casing in some water and ran the computer like that. And the computer ran much, much, much faster because the processor was staying cool, and so it could turbo clock the entire time.
Does that laptop have...
It was a really nice laptop, or really nice that way. So what you do if you get a laptop, if you get a MacBook, just carry around a bucket of water with you and put your computer in there when you're using it. Yeah,
this sounds practical. Is that, like, does that have heating issues? Does it still get pretty hot, even though it's got all the aluminum body and everything?
Nope. The point of the Core M processor is it doesn't get hot. It doesn't get hot enough to need a fan.
Then why does it perform so much better?
Is it because still staying cool?
Is it just more cool? Or?
Well, so when it turbo clocks, it gets hotter, right?
Yeah.
Because it's running faster. It's
oh, you say? Oh, I got you. You said you were turbo clocks.
It turbos, or and it, the Core M really efficient. What?
You said it was overclocked.
Or not overclocked, turbos. So the turbo is really, or the Core M is really efficient at turboing and then going back down to keep the heat low. But... I mean, they just didn't get it quite right with the MacBook. So the MacBook, I believe, uses the Core M3. And they also have the M5 and the M7 available. I think they should have gone with the M5 or M7. So the M3 is just not very good.
Is the number of the generation?
No, it's just the... So there's the model type. I5, I7.
Oh, I got you.
The M3, M5, M7. So.
Are they still Intel?
Yeah, Intel makes them. They're lower... They're slower processors, but...
I gotcha. I don't know much about, like, when it comes to processors and... I mean, I built my own PC, kind of, because I had to replace everything.
Yeah, you replaced the motherboard.
Because it was the Sire Power PC one, just because I didn't really... I wanted to build it separately, but it seemed cheaper at the time just to buy it altogether.
Sire Power is pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's why I did that. So, but it worked out, because I ended up having to replace the power supply, the motherboard... which sucked, and then the
video card, right?
The video card, and then you switched out my processor before I sold it, so that you could get the generation new or the model higher or whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I don't really
know. Yeah, that computer, the only thing that's the same is the case, right? The case and the RAM.
Case
and
RAM.
Did you change the RAM?
Nope, I wanted to. There's no reason. There's no reason to.
I mean,
and it's expensive. Had 8 gigs.
8 gigs. That's enough.
But I wanted 16 because I like to overkill. My MacBook Pro, I gave to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
16. I changed RAM out in that.
Yeah.
I put 16 gigs in there, and then I also changed out the hard drive and put in a T56 solid state.
That's a pretty good MacBook. I don't know why.
It's beautiful still. Very fast.
Hmm.
I think gaming is the reason why, because you can't really play game. If you do play a game on a MacBook, it
I mean
like
no
catches on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it could handle... At the time, the game I was playing was Kerbal Space Program.
Mm, yeah, and it got pretty hot.
So, yeah, it would just, like, catch on fire.
Randomly when you're playing, just...
It exploded twice. But, yeah.
Okay. So, I guess the next item on the list, the new DS is coming out. It should already be out.
When did it come out, you know?
A few days ago, I don't know what day it was, but the new DS comes with, it's a Pokemon, so it's the 20th anniversary of Pokemon, the first games, the yellow, green, red, and then blue was in Japan.
Yeah, I didn't play the early ones, I played when it came to, like, Fire Red.
Yeah, so it's the 20th generation of those games. So what they did is they released the new games, or those old games are available to buy on the DS store, the Nintendo eShop is what I think they call it. So you can, if you have a DS, a 3DS, you could buy those games and download them and play them.
You download them to the DS?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I haven't owned a DS for so long. So much has changed.
Mm-hmm. I have a DS, and I think I might, I don't know if I can download it. I don't have a 3DS. I have the DS XL. Or the DS.
Well, I don't even think my DS. Light. Yeah, that's what I had too. But I don't think those have any memory on them, do they?
I don't think so.
If they do, but like just like not like. Because it wasn't. Not much. Isn't the memory stored like games. It's. Most of the memory stored in games.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I can download. I'm going to check and make sure because if I can, I'm going to download one of the old games and play them. But so the new DS, 3DSs are Pokemon DSs, so you can get a Fire Red. God damn it, dude. So the new DSs, you can get a Pokemon Red DS or a Pokemon Green DS and or a Pokemon Yellow DS, and it comes with the game.
Hey, I remember when they first released those on the Game Boy like Color or whatever it was, and they had, or maybe was it just called Game Boy? Was that all it was? Just Game Boy? Was it?
The original Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
So, okay, because I remember they had the yellow edition Pikachu one or whatever.
I have one.
You have one?
Yep.
Oh, I remember that now.
It's sitting in my house, back at my parents' house.
Dude, those are worth some money, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're worth like $60, $70.
That's crazy. I bought it, like, just for Pokemon, basically. A couple months ago, I bought it in SP, Game Boy SP.
You did?
Yeah.
It's at my house. Didn't your DS not play? Did your DS not play the.
It did. I just wanted an
advanced
SP.
Games? Okay.
And I lost it.
How much did you spend on that?
$40.
Okay, that's what I thought they cost. I was like, that's
well, so no, I got
for
well,
an old DS.
Yeah, I didn't spend like $70 or $60 on it, but it was actually a really good deal. It came with like 4 games or 5 games, which I don't really care about because I will never play. That's not what I was worried about. But it came with the charger and the Game Boy, and usually those are like $60. So I saw it online and I got it. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever play it.
I used to have my Game Boy Advanced SP, but I don't know what happened to that thing.
My mom made me give it to my nephews. My step-nephews. But that's okay. I'm sure they enjoyed it a lot. But.
Mm-hmm. My brothers just got 3DSs for Christmas, so they've been playing those a lot.
Yep.
Monument Valley, that's next. So, that's...
I don't even know what that is.
It's a game for your phone. It's really cool. I would definitely look into getting it. I should have told you about it before the podcast.
Yeah, probably. I could have had input.
Well, it's not free, so yeah, you have to buy it.
I probably wouldn't have bought it.
It's... you don't know what Fez is, do you?
Yeah, he was the little the foreign dude on That 70s Show.
No. there's a game called Fez.
Yeah, I remember we watched like a YouTube video one time about the creator of Fez.
Okay, so you have a rough idea what Fez is.
You have to like remind me, but as soon as you is it the Minecraft-ish type game? No, not even close.
Not really.
Okay, if you tell me what it is, it'll come to me. But
you're a little white dude. And you're running around, and it's about manipulating the space. So you're playing in 2D. Right, you can't move backwards and forward. You can only move up and down, and you can only jump left and right.
So it's like a side scroller type game.
Mm-hmm. But you have the world is 3D, and you just rotate the map, and then you can walk on this side.
That's right. I remember watching a video on it, but I've never played it. Have you played it?
Yeah, I have it. I've played it a little bit. So Monument Valley is kind of like that. You walk around, and you have to like. Solve these puzzles by just manipulating the map to create like a forced perspective. So I don't know, you know, there's like this picture of, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, it's like a painting and they have 3 ramps that are all going up and they're all connected to each other, all going up. You know what I'm talking about?
No. I have no idea.
It doesn't seem like it should make sense.
I almost swallowed it.
But it does.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's something that's not possible in our world. I'm going to look it up on my phone real fast and show you. I'll put a picture on the podcast show notes as well.
You wrote pictures in there?
Mm-hmm. So, here's the game.
That's kind of weird.
What?
how you select the level. Is that what you're doing, selecting the level?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This isn't the right level.
Oh, hang on. Okay, well, that failed, so we're not going to look at it today. But, I don't know. We should do something on Fez.
Yeah, we can make that an assignment for the week, if you want.
I also know what else I want to do.
What?
Far Cry Primal.
That game, it's on our list to talk about later. I have some stuff to say about it.
It's not on the list.
Is it not? No. It's supposed to be on there. Oh, I just guess I never added it.
Isaac, working with you is like, dude, we should go play laser tag sometime.
Yes. Kansas City has some pretty good places to go, don't they?
I'm sure. I think Justin goes into Topeka.
So like this right here.
So, okay.
It looks like it's going up, but it comes back and it comes back around and meets the bottom.
And it just keeps going forever.
Yeah, it's just a circle that can keep going forever.
I don't like that. That's scary.
So there's in Monument Valley, there's a level where you can rotate it so that way you're walking here and then you walk there.
Oh.
And then you can walk over here.
I got you.
It's kind of weird. So it's kind of tricky on your mind, but it's a pretty cool game. I definitely recommend playing it. It's not too expensive. It's like $2. But the nice thing about that is when you're paying for a game like that, you're getting something good, high quality. No ads since you're paying for it. There's lots of good levels, and you can support the developer by doing that. So you know that if it's a good game, you pay for it. You're giving them money to make a new game in the future.
Yep, I got you. I have no problem buying mobile apps or mobile games just because I figure, like, it keeps me occupied, a regular game for my Xbox or something, or
PC. If you buy $60 on a game, yeah, for your
like,
Xbox
just like time. A brand new, and if it's like not on sale, like a home bundle or anything like that, yeah, it's like $60. So I don't mind spending like $3 on a mobile app as long as it's not like done. The most expensive mobile app I ever bought was Minecraft, and I regret that. I don't think I've ever played it.
You bought Minecraft for your phone?
I think so. I don't think I ever played it. It was dumb.
Worthless.
Yeah, it was worthless.
Diablo update.
What's in the Diablo update?
Don't know. I just saw... It's not released yet. There's no information officially released. No one's... It's just speculation. I saw a post the other day.
I got you. I thought you meant like an update that happened.
Someone found some notes in the code for a Diablo file. In the Diablo files. And... mentioning a new world. So,
who takes the time to go through all the code in the video game to try to find...
I don't know.
Why not just be patient and wait for them to say something about it? I mean, I don't...
Because people are stupid.
I guess if it's, like, easy for you and you just do it in no time at all, but even then you have to sit there and stare at it forever and read it. Screw that.
There's some information referencing Diablo... And they don't know, they're not sure if there's a new game coming out that's in the Diablo universe or a new expansion, but they're predicting, it's not just like an update. They say it's some new game, so it could be like the expansion, the original expansion, but a new one. So, can you play Diablo on your computer?
Yeah.
Your laptop?
Yeah, I can play my laptop, so I can like test amazing. It out. So. Well, I always used to play my laptop anyway. Last year when we were playing a lot, and we played it in, like, if we went to, like, Lance's house or something and played it. Actually, I don't know if we did that. But I remember playing it before, yeah. I just don't put the settings on high.
Okay.
It plays them on medium pretty well. I mean, Diablo's not a graphic-intensive game. The only problem is
when
you're, like...
a bunch of enemies.
Yeah, when there's, like, a huge mob and you're sitting there. Especially with my wizard, I was just sitting there spamming all the bolts and everything.
Yeah.
It got pretty out of hand, and my computer kind of stopped. Okay, we can cut this out, but how long is this supposed to go?
Might not. I'm just leaving you there being a retard.
I'm gonna... I was not being that serious, but you're no longer the editor.
Well, you can spend the hours it takes to edit that. Have fun.
You highlight it and it delete.
Yeah, but the episode is an hour long. And you have to go through like two or three times. Make sure you didn't miss something.
Six to six. I'll just wait for you to edit it, and then before you put it on, I'll listen to it once and tell you when it needs to be changed.
Or you can't post it, so I'll just, like, post it without you knowing. And just go up.
That's what you did with the intro. We already have the intro posted, and I think the original plan was not to post it until we had recorded this.
Was it?
Yeah, because remember we were going to put them either on at the same time, or at least, like...
I mean, no one can access it right now.
Well, I know. Why not? They came on the Podomatic.
Yeah, but no one's going to go to that website.
No.
I went unless to that we website. Tell them to go to it. Like,
yeah, I know. I don't know.
It's not
going
to show up in Google search. People aren't going to go, search for Tech Gore Podcast.
I got you. When does this one come out? Next Thursday?
Next Thursday, yeah. Next game, Super Meat Boy. I don't know. Have you ever watched me play that game?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never played it, but I've definitely seen it. I need to start playing some of these games before we talk about it. I have a little more input.
It's a good game.
It costs money, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't cost much. I got it for free on PlayStation Network.
I remember they talked about... See, I watched that the same day I watched the thing about Fez.
Yeah, it was on... there's a... So what he's talking about is there's a... Or not a YouTube, a Netflix show called...
Oh, that's right. I think Steven was playing that in the living room one day, and I walked out, and I just watched it with him. Oh, okay.
Indie Game, the movie, I think is this.
Yeah, yep, I remember now. Because they talked about how when he was developing the game, it just, like, it was, like, stressful, and he had, like, deadlines and stuff, and it basically is all that.
Yeah, life sucks.
I'm making fun of the way I'm sitting.
No, I'm making fun of the noise you're making.
I was trying to get, I don't know, I'm trying to, like, get close enough to the mic to where
you
I can...
You don't have to be close.
Well, I want to speak clearly, because... During the last one, I sounded like a little bitch with, like, a sinus infection.
Nah.
I was like, and I probably sound like that in this one, too. Apparently, that's just the way I sound always, but I don't know. Apparently, I can't speak clearly. Okay, sorry.
Continue.
But, yeah.
So, Super Meat Boy. Yeah.
You just, like, basically jump on the walls and dodge, like, saw blades and stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, it's called a platformer, you know. Run back, run from the left side to the right side.
What's the objective? Is there like a checkpoint you have to get to? Is that
so,
all it is?
Yeah, there, so what it is you're, it's kind of like Mario. You're trying to save the princess, the super skin girl or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
She's the skin and he's the meat.
You know? So together they're like a whole?
Yeah.
Oh, clever.
Yeah. You have to, it's just one, there's worlds, and then each world has like 20 levels, and each level is not too long. It's pretty skill based, and you die a lot in that game. It's not too punishing for dying. There's some secret levels and like warp levels and stuff like that, which are pretty cool. I'm on the second boss, world 2 boss. I'm having a hell of a time beating it. I've put some time into beating that level, and I still haven't beat it yet. I've gotten pissed. And
how many worlds are there?
I think there's 5 or 6. Wow. I don't know for
so
sure.
You're not even, like, halfway through yet?
Nope. The stupid boss is just stupid.
Isaac's butthurt over here.
Well, normally what I do is I play Bloodborne. I get pissed because I lost all my progress, and I quit, and I go play Super Meat Boy for a little bit.
That's
just fine. To relax.
How do you relax with Meat Boy?
Well, it's easy. It's something that's not too difficult. You don't have to worry about dying.
There's razor blades that cut you in half. What are
but
you talking
like,
about?
It's not a big deal when you die.
Yeah,
and the levels aren't too
difficult.
Like the levels aren't too long.
I remember.
So.
Yeah, I remember playing Dark Souls for like an hour and then taking the game back. I was like, nope, not doing it. But then I watched my roommate play it freshman year, and he. He would freak out and like throw his controller and chair across the room and stuff. But
yeah,
it looked like a pretty decent game just watching. Yeah, I probably could have played it if I would have had a little more patience with it.
There's definitely a good game worth playing. You should just make a character on my PlayStation when I move it back to
Bloodborne?
The living room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloodborne's a lot better than Dark Souls in my opinion. It's really personal opinion. I just like, so Bloodborne is definitely, it's faster paced and reward you for being a little bit more aggressive, whereas Dark Souls is more of a passive game. You have to kind of sit back and you
more
wait.
Strategy.
You wait for the opportunity to jump in and attack, and then sit back and wait and then jump in and attack.
They are made by the same people, though, aren't they?
Yeah, FromSoft. From Software is the company. They made Demon Souls, Dark Souls 1 and 2, Bloodborne, and now they're, Dark Souls 3 should be coming out soon.
Those guys are bastards.
They're good games,
ridiculous
though.
Ridiculous games.
It makes you feel good when you're, if you do something, like when you beat a boss or something, you feel good about yourself.
You actually had to try instead of just going in and just blowing his head off with an RPG.
Yeah. So, you just... It's a game where... I don't know, I guess we'll kind of explain it for the people, since we're starting to talk about it. I guess we'll just explain it for the people who haven't played it. I mean, most people have tried it out before, but... So,
What game is this?
Bloodborne. Yeah, you're a character, and the game is it's difficult, but it's very skill-based, so none of the weapons are really much better than the weapons you start with. Getting new gear doesn't help a ton. The game is based on player skills, so the first time I played it, I died a million times. I got to the second boss, and I died. I died a ton. I don't know how many times I died. I spent a lot of my time being dead.
It sounded just like when I was playing Dark Souls.
But then I got to the second. I made a new character because I realized that there's more character customization. I didn't realize that you could do, and. I made my second character. I was like, you know, I'm not very far on my first character. It wouldn't be that big of a deal if I made a second character. And when I made my second character, I got all the way through the second boss. Like, I killed the second boss, and I never died once. And I mean, by the time I had gotten to the second boss on my first character,
Was it just because you were better at the game?
Yeah. By the time I got to the second boss on my first character, I leveled my guy up to, I'm just going to say, I got him up to like level 8, say, first, or higher than that. So I'm going to say I got him up to 15. By the time I got to the second boss on my first character, or on my second character, I was probably only like level 8. So I wasn't even nearly as high of a level. Well, just because I hadn't. So,
does
because
it scale
I died.
To your level?
Mm-mm.
It doesn't.
Because I had died so much the first time, I had spent a lot more time grinding echoes and leveling my character up to get to the next part. But I guess, I mean, really level doesn't make a huge difference. So later in the game, when you're like way higher level, you can go back to the first level and die just as fast as early in the game. Really, you just don't, because you're better at the game. You know what the enemies are going to do, and you know how to dodge and everything like that. So you don't have to, you still have to worry about dying, but you're just better, and therefore, I've made it quite a bit farther in Bloodborne, but the other day I played for like an hour, and I died. And so how the game works is, every time you kill an enemy, you level up using this thing called Blood Echoes. It takes a few thousand Blood Echoes to level up right now for my character. At the beginning, it takes a few hundred. And you get Blood Echoes for killing enemies. You get a few hundred, 20 per enemy early in the game, and maybe 100. 200 per enemy right now. If it's a big enemy, you might get 1,000 echoes. But, and I mean, really every enemy, so there's smaller enemies, but every enemy is a difficult enemy. Every fight with a...
So it's kind of like realistic. I mean, yeah. In a sense, like with damage and everything.
Any enemy you run into can kill you.
That makes sense. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter if, like, you're a Navy SEAL and you've been in the military for, like, a million years. Like, and then a little crit and the other team shoots you in the head, I mean, you're going to die.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of realistic in the sense of damage.
Mm-hmm. So, and then, yeah, you use the Blood Echoes, the same thing you use to level up as your currency to buy things in the game. So you kind of have to balance whether you want to spend your echoes on a level or buying some more potions or buying a lantern so that you can light, see the way, so you can light up dark places, because there's a lot of dark areas in that game. So it's a good game. I really like it. I've definitely put a lot of hours in it. And so back to what I was saying before. So those blood echoes, when you die, you drop them on the ground. The next time you respawn, you have to go pick them up. But every time you die, all of the enemies respawn. So that means you have to fight your way through all the enemies to get back to the spot where you dropped your echoes. And so sometimes you die on your way back over there. So the other day I'd been playing for like an hour, and I died. And on my way back over there, I died again. And so I lost like an hour and a half's worth of gameplay.
See, that's the kind of stuff that just pisses me off. And so I can't handle that when I play games.
I literally played for an hour and a half and made zero progress.
It's like when I used to play Civ 5 and I would forget to autosave my computer or just force with the app. That used to happen to me all the time. Or, like, for some reason my laptop has like an escape button right next to the volume up button. It's not the escape button, but if you press it, it closes whatever window you're on. See, it's that little box at the end to it. F4. So I used to go and, like, turn my volume up, and I hadn't saved for, like, 2 hours, and I'd miss. And I would just, like, go up and hit one button over on accident, and it would just close it out. Restart.
Next thing on there, Super Time Force Ultra.
You saw me play
that. I'm making fun of me for being retarded.
The game is retarded. I don't know.
The game's not retarded. I just suck.
I haven't played it before. But, yeah, that's the one where you can, like, go back in time, but whatever you did previously in time stays there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really interesting concept for a game, though. It's kind of weird, different.
Yeah.
I've definitely never seen a game like it.
So since you can just go back in time and die basically infinitely, you have a set number of rewinds. Usually it's like 20 to 30 per level, so that's plenty it's plenty to do the level. So how they make it difficult is by giving you a limited time to beat the level. So that limited time is actually a pretty good restraint. I was having a hard time with one of the levels. I never actually finished it. I had to stop and do something. I don't even know how far into the level I was, but I wasn't even really close to the end as far as I could tell, and I couldn't get any farther. So every time I'd train, I'd rewind the time and try and make it a little bit farther, but it just wasn't working.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw you do that one time, and you were, like, shooting. Like, it was weird, because you would, like, sit there, and you'd have one guy, what is it, one guy has a shield, one guy has a gun, and then there's a girl that has a, what does she do?
Her bullets bounce.
Okay. Can you kill yourself with the bouncing bullets?
Because
I remember you always sit there, and you'd have one guy blocking the bullets from one of the enemies, and then you rewind. And you get, like, a different character, like the chick, say, for instance, the chick with the bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would jump back up there and hide behind the guy with the shield. But then he would get, like, shot from up above or something, and then the bullets from the other guy for forward in time.
Would kill me.
I don't know. There's a lot going on in that game.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of everything, for sure. But it's pretty cool, because what you can do is you just, so you put one character, and say you have, in the tutorial they did this, they give you 5 seconds to beat a level. The only thing in the level is a wall that you have to destroy, with a bunch of help. You can't destroy that wall in 5 seconds. It takes a character about 5 seconds to destroy the wall. So you run up, you start shooting it, and you run out of time. So you rewind, you go back to your other character, you go forward, or you go back, and you use a new character. So time starts at the beginning of the level. Your character runs up and starts shooting the wall, and you start shooting it with your other guy. And so now you have two people shooting at the wall, so you're doing twice as much damage. So now you destroy the wall, and the time runs out, and you rewind again, and you send a third guy to do some damage to the wall, and now you destroy the wall in like 2 seconds, and then you run through and you get to the exit. So,
when you rewind, does the time, I guess, I don't know how to phrase this, does the time rewind proportionately to how far you actually go back?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't lose any time by rewinding? And
mm-mm.
So if you start at one point and then you play for 5 seconds and then you rewind back to that same point, you still have 5 seconds to play.
Yep.
Okay, I got you.
So,
well, that's not hard.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult later on.
It sounds really easy when you're talking about it because it sounds like you can just, oh, I fucked up. Okay, so you just rewind and just redo it. But it's not really like that because whatever you did still stays there.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, if you don't kill this, so you say, all right, well, what I'll do is I'll just run up with this character, kill this guy, rewind, run up with this character, kill that guy, rewind. But you have to, if you do that, you have to wait for the guy to run up. You have to wait a couple seconds for the guy to kill the character, then you can run past. So it's not really saving you any time by doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And every time you rewind, even though you killed somebody before you rewind, I mean, they're back alive.
I mean, they get killed again at the same time as before, but if you're trying to cut off time, then you have to kill him faster than you did before. So,
yeah,
it's an interesting game for sure. It was free on PlayStation Store as well, and so I was playing that. Yeah. So, next game on the list is Evolve. You watched me play that for a while the other day.
That game looked cool. I think I'm going to get it, because that's a pretty sweet game.
It definitely does not have good reviews. A lot of people have a lot of bad things to say about it.
See, I've only watched like 5 minutes of gameplay, so I don't really know a lot. But just from like looking at it, it looked pretty sweet. What do people complain about?
So, first of all, it's very repetitive. Same thing every time. You get in, you chase the monster down. You chase the monster, the monster runs away. You chase the monster runs away. Game over. Just game. Same thing.
So it's just boring.
Yeah, it's repetitive.
Wasn't Call of Duty repetitive?
Yeah, and some people still like it. The other thing is, it's not very fun with random people that don't work well together. If you can get people that work well with you, like if you can get a team and work as a team, I'm sure it's fun. Because then you can actually chase the monster down more efficiently.
Yeah.
But from what I hear, it's just a bunch of... Most of the people don't know what they're doing. So trying to chase down the monster is chaotic and ineffective.
Who usually wins, the monster or the people?
From my understanding, the monsters win most of the time. Because it's 4v1. It's balanced if the four people work as a team. It's in the four people's favor if they work as a team. But if they don't work as a team, it's in the monster's favor.
And since you don't really know what they're doing, and they can't work together because they don't really know each other.
Yeah, since you can't work together, it's...
Well, you must suck then, because the only time I watched you play online, you were the monster. And
that was my first game.
You got bent over.
That was my very first game, okay.
I know. I'm just messing with you. Have you unlocked any other monsters? Because you can unlock different monsters as you go on.
That's the only game I ever played. I didn't play another game after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, did you not like it?
I'm going to wait and play it with...
Tyler and Lance.
Yeah, with other people. That way we have a team. I think it'll be fun as a team playing, trying to chase down a monster. Most dangerous game.
You know what pisses me off?
What?
So my screen cover broke, and I have one of those Zag screen. This is off topic, but I have one of those Zag screen covers.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to give you one for free, right? They do, but they make you pay for shipping.
Yeah, I knew that. That's like $5.
Okay, six bucks for shipping. Screw
it's
six
that. Bucks for a $50 screen protector.
Still, I was under the impression it was free, so I was like, "No, I'll stick with the broken one." Thank you.
Nope, I know that. I work at Best Buy, where we get people complaining about that all the time.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, Best Buy rips you off. Oh, like, okay. Oh yeah, if you pay an extra $15, we'll put it on for you. What?
It's $7 for a phone, but.
$7 just to put the thing on the phone? I can walk into Verizon and those do it for free.
It's like, guaranteed.
So? That's retarded. I'm not going to pay someone.
So like if it gets fucked up, you just bring it back in and replace it?
That is retarded still. I would never pay to put something like that on my phone.
I mean, you don't have to. People do it all the time.
Do they really?
Yep.
Gosh. Go Best Buy. I expect that from a business standpoint.
Mom would probably pay for it.
Huh?
Don't you think your mom would pay for it?
I doubt it.
You don't think your mom would pay for it?
No! For one, she knows you can do it for free, like, right across the street of Verizon. And for two...
So Verizon doesn't care if you walk over to Best Buy, buy a screen protector, and walk in?
Yes. Put it on? I mean, generally, you'd probably... I mean, I don't know if you can just randomly walk in there, but I know for, like if I'm a customer there, they know I'm a customer,
mm-hmm.
they would put it on for free. I guarantee you.
Like if you bought, like if you bought the screen protector from them, they'd put it on. Would they put it back on if you? So you had
you're
that put on by Verizon.
You're talking about if I mess it up.
Mm-hmm. You had that put on by Verizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Currently, And so say you said you're not going to do it, but if you paid the $6 to have them ship you a new one, could you take it back to Verizon and they put it on again?
What are you saying? If I go to Best Buy?
So if you, time? No, if you buy.
Oh, and I get the new one online.
Mm-hmm. From Zach.
Yeah.
That might have just been the guy that was helping you, too.
Like, well,
not all Verizon.
He still works.
People are gonna do that. He might just be that specific person. He's just confident in his abilities to do it. But like, if you went to the Verizon here in Manhattan, I don't know if they do that.
They're like, hey, I bought this. I just walked in like, hey, I bought this here in Verizon about a week ago. And I thought I could put it on myself, but then I realized I didn't want to do it, so I was wondering if you could do it for me. They'd be like, oh yeah, I could just lie.
I don't know, and I also don't even know if they, like I said, it might have just been that guy, that specific guy at Verizon.
You put it on for free? Mm-hmm. They all put it on for free.
Have you done it more than once?
Yes, multiple times. Every time we get a phone, my mom makes me get screen, like she pays for it, so she's like.
Every time you get a phone, so every 2 years, right? You
well, have it done every time I get one, every time my mom gets one, my dad gets one, my sister gets one, like when we got my grandpa's.
They all do it.
There's been at least five or six different guys that have helped us, and every single time they'll just put it on for free. That's like Verizon's policy. When you buy one, they put it on for free.
Okay.
They ask you, hey, do you want us to put this on for you?
Yeah. Well, at Best Buy, we charge and people pay for it all the time, so.
That's retarded.
I mean, if they pay for it, why not?
I know, I hear you, but I would. Okay, so screen covers.
Next on our list. Oh, yeah, Far Cry. We're going to talk about Far Cry.
No, we'll stick with that next time.
No, we'll talk about it.
I didn't have a chance to play it. We're already at 55 minutes. 5 minutes does not do Far Cry justice.
What?
5 minutes will not do Far Cry justice.
What? No, we're not cutting it at an hour. I'm just going to keep going until we're done. What?
I don't want to talk about Far Cry yet, because I don't know much about it, and I want to play it.
Well, we'll just mention it a little bit.
All right, Far Cry.
So, one thing, I haven't played it yet either.
Okay, well, I talked to Justin about it a little bit, so it's
Far Cry. Did he play it?
Yeah, he played it.
I saw he got it.
He played it a little bit. I saw him playing it for like 2 minutes the other day, but then we went to Old Chicago to get beers. But it's Far Cry Primal.
Mm-hmm.
So he said one thing that he didn't like about it was the fact that there weren't any guns or anything. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
you literally have bow and arrows, like wooden bats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone talks like this. They're like blah, 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 with subtitles. In English.
Really?
Yeah, they were talking like, hey, man. That would get annoying to me, I think. But, I mean, it kind of puts you in the time, too, so.
Yeah.
And there's subtitles. You have to read everything. But.
Yeah. I don't know if Justin noticed this. I doubt he would. But the map is the same as Far Cry 4.
Really?
Yep. If you put them side by side, map's the same.
Hmm.
It's the exact same.
That's good. Far Cry 4. I'm going to look it up. That's pretty cool, though.
It's not cool. It's retarded. They just
reuse it's cool. the same It's cool map. How they just... They did it, anyway.
They reused the map. So, the
Far Cry 4 map.
They're lazy little assholes. So, how I've seen it described as amazingly average. Amazingly average. That's what they said.
It definitely, I don't think it's...
It's nothing...
...as good as Far Cry 4 was.
Yeah, it's definitely not an amazing game by any means, but I mean, it does the basics fairly well.
I'm having trouble finding a comparison of the two maps. I'm finding one map or the other map. Did you find it? Yeah. Well, I'm straight to like Google just because I'm cheap. But...
That's where I found this. I just went to the website, though.
Oh, I saw this, but what's this?
Scroll down.
Oh, those are the two maps?
Yeah. They're not exactly the same, but they're almost. I'm sure the environment's different, a little bit different, but
yeah, the environment's like there's not going to be that. I've seen part of the environment, but
there's not going to be houses and like stuff like that.
Yeah, you can definitely like that river right there is the exact same.
Yeah,
so you can tell they just took the map and just edited it. The river is very similar.
They just did a couple little changes on it.
That's just so
lazy.
Gosh, dang it! It's kind of funny, but
yeah, there's nothing. Apparently, there's nothing cool, like super special about it. I mean, it's kind of cool. You get to like give a pet. Walk around with like a wolf following you around and stuff like that.
They just copied the map.
All right, yeah. I guess we'll leave it at that for Far Cry.
I'm gonna play it a little bit. I'm gonna just Justin's not here, so I'm just gonna steal it and play it. But
yeah,
he not steal from the store, steal from Justin, the roommate. But yeah, I'm gonna borrow it from Justin and then foot a little bit, and I'll have some more to say.
All right.
Man, I bet I sound nasally like I did in the last one.
Probably.
Do I sound it to, like, to you?
You don't sound any different than how you normally sound.
Maybe it's just because I don't like hearing myself in the mic.
Yeah, you just don't. You sound different to yourself. Like, you sound different in your head than what you sound on the headset. Like, I hate the way I sound.
In a microphone like or like in a, person?
I hate the way I sound when I'm editing it. My voice sounds like a little bitch.
Well, you are a little bitch.
Other notes, the Poke Vault. It's a new thing they came out with. We probably should have talked about that with.
We talked about Pokemon like three different times.
Yeah. But what that is it's a new. So, people are lazy and they don't want to go out and find people to trade Pokemon with. And they don't want to buy 2DSs, right? You know. So, you know, you don't want to trade with yourself and you don't want to go out and find someone to actually play with and trade with them. Who actually talks to people nowadays?
Coming from little computer guy over there.
So what they did is they came up with Pokeballs. So you can trade your Pokemon into the vault from one game and then go into another game and download and trade it to yourself.
So you have to, you still have to catch it though.
Mm-hmm. You have to catch it. And
but that's kind of cool because you can like pick a Pikachu and like Pokemon Diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Does it work on all the existing games?
Not all the older games, but any game you can play on a 3DS. So, well, it's not, you can't do it with like the Game Boy Advance games.
So I can go with Fire Red and get like a Squirtle or something?
Nope. But I mean, they have the red version now for.
Oh yeah, so you can get those ones off that one.
So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty much every Pokemon.
You just don't get the Emerald.
They're always red, blue, and green. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, also, I just wanted to mention. When I was editing the podcast, I say a lot. I even got to the point where while I was editing it, I could tell, like, looking at the waveforms, that there, I'm going to say in, like, 5 seconds. Ready, set, And then I'd edit it out and go on to the next part. But
that's pretty funny. Did I do that?
No, it was just me. I've been making an effort this podcast to not say as much.
Well, in the last 5 seconds, you said like a million times.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm talking about not saying so.
Twice right there. We'll stop doing that, Isaac. You're ruining it.
All right, assignment. Pocket Morty's. I didn't really play it much.
You're lame. I played it a lot.
You did? You've been playing it?
Not recently, but I have played it a lot.
Okay.
I played it a little bit after that. And then I played it. Why did you want to like reassign it?
No, I don't think I'm gonna pick it up again. Really.
Yeah, I'm done playing it already. But I mean, it was really cool to go. But I do that all the time. Like, I'll play a game on my phone for like a couple months and then just drop it out of the blue. But that's what that's there for. I mean, new ones come out. So, but no, Parker Morty was really cool. When one of my buddies first told me about it, he just said, "Hey, like,
I was the one that told you about it."
Were you?
Yep, I was the first one that found it.
Oh, well, when Isaac told me about it, he's pretty proud that he was the first one to find it. But when Isaac told me about it, he was like, "Hey, man, this game's exactly like Pokemon," and it really is. It's like,
it's Pokemon, but with Rick and Morty.
Yeah, so if you've seen Rick and Morty, you know what we're talking about when we say Rick and Morty. But if not, you're probably just lost.
Just watch the show. It's an amazing show. You can find it on Adult
Swim. I didn't watch it at first. When I first saw it, I was like, this is stupid, but the more my retarded roommates were watching it, I kind of got into it, so. But yeah, anyway, it's basically where Rick, which is his uncle, but Rick and Morty are in the garage doing an experiment at the beginning, and then, like, someone comes from, like, an other dimension, and then, like, he sees Rick and Morty standing there, and he's like, "Oh, it's a legendary Morty," so, I mean, I guess you kind of have a legendary Morty, which is kind of like a legendary Pokemon, and then, I don't know, and then you basically just walk around the game, and you collect Mortys as you go. And I actually found something pretty cool. You do these little quests in the main plaza area, which is like, you're going to basically, what you do is you go to different dimensions, mm-hmm. and you kill the Ricks in each dimension. You don't kill them, but you fight them with your Mortys.
You fight your Mortys against their Mortys.
Yes. Sorry, I'm not yet explaining this. But yeah, you do that. And then, you fight your Mortys against their Mortys, and if you win, then you beat the dimension. If not, but you have to fight to get to Morty anyway. So it's kind of like every dimension's kind of like a Pokemon gym, mm-hmm. in a way. And then when you beat it, you go back to like the main area, and you're trying to beat the Rick Council, which is like just these powerful Ricks they have to beat. I got pretty close, but then I restarted my game because I found this one Morty, which you get from a quest, like I was saying earlier, and it's just an egg, and his name is Egg Morty. But it's hard because he only knows one. He's kind of like Metapod from Pokemon. Yeah. He only knows one move, and it's Harden. Mm-hmm. So he can sit there and defend himself. But if you lead him to level 20, then he evolves into the one true Morty, which I spent the time on my first playthrough. I spent the time to sit there and evolve him. And there's like certain like seeds you can get that will just automatically add a level to it, which I used that when I got to the last like 4 or 5 levels just to speed it up. But yeah, once I got into level 20 and I had the one true Morty, I was sitting there playing. The one true Morty really was not worth the time it took to get to it because he just, I don't know, level 20. At the time it took me to finally get to level 20, all my other enemies I was facing were way higher than the whole 20, so it didn't really work. So I had to restart. I went ahead and restarted it. And also, when you're doing it, you want to make sure you stay. But yeah, I also didn't like the fact that in Morty, Pocket Morty, that the original Morty that you have, he has to stay in your party at all times, which sucks because the main way you level up your Mortys is by evolving them, and you can evolve them by having two of the same one, and then you breed them at the daycare. But it's kind of like Pokemon. But you do that, and then you get the evolved form of that Morty. But you have to have the original Morty in your party at all times, not the one true Morty, but the original one, and that's really annoying because he does not level up as fast as everything else does, and I'm like 79% sure that I'm pretty sure that the level of the Mortys you're fighting against scale to what level yours are. So it's kind of annoying because you basically have that's why I played again for the second playthrough, because I tried to keep that one, the original Morty, I tried to keep him up to a decent level, just because if you don't, then that's basically just a worthless spot that you would switch to him just to heal one of your other ones real quick. So I mean, it was just kind of pointless. I didn't like that at all. But yeah, definitely a great game. If you like Pokemon, you'll definitely like this. Especially if you know
Rick and Morty. Yeah,
especially if you know what Rick and Morty is, the show. Mm-hmm. Then you can definitely appreciate this game.
Alright. What's assignment for next week?
We're going to do some Far Cry 4.
Yeah, we had something. We mentioned something
Far Cry Primal, not 4. Yeah, we talked about it earlier a little bit.
But no, we mentioned an assignment for this week. I can't remember what we said at the beginning of the podcast, remember?
We'll rewind it and then edit it in. I don't remember. Oh, Fez?
Fez, yeah, Fez.
We can go over Fez.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we can go over Fez. We can... Alright, so we'll talk about Fez a little bit, and then we'll talk about... We'll do Fez, and we can do whatever we just said before.
Primal.
Far Cry Primal. So.
Primal will be the... I don't know if I'm going to play Primal.
I'll play Primal. Well, I have my Xbox, and I'll take Justin's game. So yeah. He left it here.
he'll be back on Big Patty's Day.
We'll probably it's Justin. So
yeah,
but he's our roommate that graduated, working on his job somewhere. But anyway, we'll find some other stuff tech based that we can talk about too.
Yeah, I mean.
You'll figure that out. Figure something out when you're over here. We can talk about some headphones or something. I don't know.
But, yes. We'll play Fez and Primal. Yeah. I guess we should mention, if you want to send us some mail, we have a email address. It's techgorepodcast@gmail.com. Not too hard to remember, I don't think. And we also have a website. It's techgore.podomatic.com. Leave comments there. You can also donate through PayPal if you want to support us. No ads in the podcast or anything like that, so we don't really make any money off this. If you like what we're doing, go ahead and go there to
$1.50. Money?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Can you do that? Is that legal?
Yeah, that's legal. I mean,
are you sure?
They don't have to. They don't have to.
Give us your money.
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, if you completely compulsory, you know, you don't have to pay to watch the podcast or anything like that. So, it should be available on iTunes soon. So hopefully you can find us there, and you can leave comments, ratings on iTunes. Thanks for watching.
Yep. See you guys.
Have a good day.
No, I hear you. I'm gonna get drunk, but I'm not gonna get fucked up.